This is Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Rolls Oconee Historical Society. Last week I started reading from an autobiography of Jean Hogfit. She had been born and raised in Canada. She had two older sisters, Chrissy and Mary, and a younger brother that was called Buddy. After several years went by, another little baby girl was born who was tiny and delicate, and her sisters decided she should be named Violet. She got a lot of attention from the other kids and was a little bit spoiled. Their family had built a bigger house nearby, still in Viking, Alberta, and Jean made a new friend of Laura, the neighbor girl. Laura also had brothers that Buddy became friends with. On Saturday nights, the kids went together to the show hall to watch a silent movie. Jean says, they only charged a few cents in those days. The movies were usually Wild West shows, where the good guys always won and the bad guys lost. There was usually a Walt Disney comic strip first, then the main film. To finish up, there usually was a mystery story that ran from one week to the next, one chapter at a time. It kept us wondering what was going to happen the next time, and it kept people coming back week after week. Some of our movie idols were Tom Mix, Douglas Fairbanks, Mary Pickford, the It Girl, Clara Bow, just to name a few. Young people cut out pictures of the actors and actresses from papers and magazines. Jean's oldest sister, Chrissy, 17, had a boyfriend the parents didn't approve of. His family moved to Calgary, and Chrissy went off to business college in Edmonton that fall. Her parents thought that would be the end of their involvement, but he soon came to see her in Edmonton. He convinced her to come to Calgary, and they got married. Her parents couldn't be reconciled to the marriage and soon quit communicating with her. As Jean was finishing up eighth grade, the sad news came to the family that Chrissy had died giving birth to a baby boy. Her parents went to Calgary for the funeral and brought the baby home with them until the father was capable of raising him. Within about a year, he showed up with his new wife and took the baby. They all missed having the baby boy in the house, and her parents silently grieved for their daughter besides. By June, just as Jean was finishing up eighth grade, she injured herself. Back then, cans had a strip of metal around the top that you had to remove with a key. While searching for treasures with her brother and friends at the town dump ground, she stepped on one of those sharp strips, which bounced up, cutting a deep gash in the back of her leg. It happened just before her eighth grade exams were to be taken. She had to stay home in bed for a couple of weeks and missed the exams. She knew she'd have to take eighth grade over again and decided to quit school instead. Her dad was furious, but at that time there was no law saying children had to attend school. Her parents didn't try to convince her to start school again in the fall. By then, her next older sister, Mary, had a job as a secretary in a business office. She met Fred Truman, a young man who lived on his parents' farm just a few miles out of their town of Viking, Alberta. They dated for about a year and then got married with the approval of both sets of parents. The Truman parents planned a party for them and offered to come and get Jean's family for the party that night. They came with horse and wagon to get them, and the horses galloped over the rough road on their way home. They all had a great time eating and a wonderful meal, and enjoyed Mrs. Truman singing and playing the organ afterward. Jean hadn't known that her mother was pregnant again, but the next morning her mother wasn't feeling well. She made breakfast, and during the meal, her water broke. The doctor was summoned, and she was rushed to the hospital, where she gave birth to a premature baby girl. The ordeal was too much for her mother, and she died shortly after the baby was born. Jean remembered hearing that the baby was small enough to fit in a teacup, but she never got to see her. She was placed in an incubator and survived. Her father named her Nanny Johanna after her mother. Jean said, "Now my father was faced with a big problem. He had to decide what would be best for the fragile little baby. Mr. and Mrs. Breckenridge, who did not live near Viking, came to him with an offer. They had two sons and they wanted a daughter. They wanted to adopt the baby. My father decided that might be best for the baby and also for us, so he consented. When the baby was strong enough to leave the hospital, they took her home with them. They named her Janine. Jean's dad had agreed to have no contact with them or the baby, but Jean's sister Mary kept track of her through the years. Jean didn't meet her little sister until many years later. I'll read more of Jean's story next week. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our Coney stories.